Hi everybody, the complex PTSD guy here. I'll start out by saying I'm not a doctor or psychiatrist. I'm just a guy living with complex PTSD, and I'm sharing my own ideas, experiences, and opinions on this podcast. Today I wanted to talk about how PTSD drowns out the good times, or it can tend to feel that way, and also some tips on helping to focus, which are a little different from some past tips that I've shared. So I was thinking in relation to my own complex PTSD, I think that PTSD and complex PTSD have some similar qualities, and one of those is that they both have a tendency to drown out the good times. So I grew up around somebody who has PTSD from combat, being in war, and I've been around this person my whole life, basically. And it completely shaped their view of that war, which makes perfect sense. I think this is a lot like complex PTSD that you have from growing up in repetitive frequent trauma, where it drowns out the good times that may have happened in between the traumatic stuff. So there are good times that happen in there, you know, you just have to kind of find them. It's really important to try and pull those good times out. They may be hiding in the background somewhere, but pull them back out of the history file of your life and try and just focus on them and cherish those good times. I know when I tend to get really depressed about something, I tend to forget the good things that are happening in my current life, and it's the same thing. It's important to be mindful and try and think of just like five simple things that really bring you joy throughout the day. It helps if there are things that no one can take away from you. That's my own opinion. So things like your health, the sun shining, birds singing, a nice breeze, or the ability to take a few deep breaths and notice your own heartbeat. Those are a few simple things that people can't really take away from you. Or you can pick other things like your home, your car, your favorite pet, whatever it might be, to try and be mindful and think about things that you can, that you're thankful for throughout the day. So similar to, like I said, if you grew up in like frequent trauma, there probably were some good things, like maybe you had a best friend, so you could think to your best friend who you had at that time, or you had a nice teacher or a nice neighbor, or you had a favorite pet when you were going through this trauma. You know, something like that to think about. Similarly for like the war situation, maybe there was a comrade that you were in war with who you, maybe you don't think back to them enough, and maybe you miss them, and you know, maybe they're still around and you can write to them or something. Or maybe there was a lieutenant or a general, or maybe even a cook, or somebody that you were around that maybe you forgot about that you can think back to, or maybe somebody that, you know, you're in, you shared a room with, used to listen to certain music, and you can think back to that music and just kind of fun stuff like that, like the little good moments. Those good moments are really important to look back at and say, you know, it was a good time in that moment. It's the same for, you know, myself. I tend to forget, like I've mentioned before in this podcast, I was in computer club when I was in high school, and I had completely forgotten that I was in that for a while because I used to think back to just all the bad things. And I think when you have any form of PTSD, that's where the focus is, because it just overwhelms your brain. Like it overwhelms you, it stresses you out, and it just takes over. It's like a bully in the classroom. Like when there's a bully in the classroom, they just kind of take over and suck all the oxygen out of the room, and they suck. You know, people hate them. Like they get on everybody's nerves, and everyone's like, stop being a bully, you're mean, like get out of here. You know, they suck up all the attention. And PTSD is kind of that same way, at least it is for me, complex PTSD. But it's just really important to think about those good things and not let that bully take over. You know, PTSD is kind of a bully, and just don't let it take over. Another important aspect of what to do when PTSD drowns out the good times is to remember an important step in the de-stressing process. So an important step when you're trying to de-stress. Stress is something that can act like a mind fog. And one thing that I tend to forget about during a stressful situation is how to get to a better place of being able to focus. Probably the best first step is to remember to release those endorphins in your brain by getting some exercise. You can walk, jog, ride a bike, jump rope, jumping jacks, push-ups, whatever it might be that you like to do, as long as it releases some endorphins in your brain, it's a good thing. Some people say, you know, getting a massage, laughing, watching something funny. I really think exercise is probably the best. And even if it's 5 minutes of jumping jacks, I think it would be worth it if it can get you to a point of being able to think better. Let that be your starting point to being able to focus in order for you to be able to handle the problem that you're dealing with in the moment. So if you're stressed out, you know, just do jumping jacks or whatever it is you want to do, you know, within reason. Don't do it until you're about to collapse or anything. But release the endorphins first and then try and focus better. That's my personal advice and opinion. A lot of times I focus on meditating in order to help me focus, or I use brain games that I talk about and I keep them out where I can see them so I remember to do them. And I tend to forget that releasing endorphins is probably a better first step. And I've mentioned on this podcast before that I do deadlifts and bench press, and I have a kettlebell and I do squats. But really, more of that kind of cardio would actually be better, and it's easier and it's quicker. So like the next time that I have a mind fog episode, or I feel like someone's hijacking my brain, I'm really stressed out, I'm going to do jumping jacks for about 5 minutes and just see how it works. You know, not everybody can jump on a bicycle in the moment of stress. Not everybody can, you know, do deadlifts or something. Not everybody can go for a jog, but most people can do jumping jacks or push-ups. But I think that that release of endorphins through cardio really is probably the best first step. It's easy to forget when you're stressed out about that first step. It's easy to forget when you're stressed out because you are stressed out. So don't beat yourself up over it. That's all I wanted to share for today. This is the Complex PTSD Guy signing off.